All right, let's get right into it. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer Kent, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network from Wisconsin Public Radio. And our guest for the 52 minutes we have left this hour is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, Mike Crane. And he's here to listen to you this morning. So what questions or feedback do you have for us? 1-800-642-1234 is our number. You can always email us, ideas@wpr.org. It's Mondays with Mike. Mike Crane, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here after a really beautiful weekend.
Absolutely. And it feels a little bit like spring outside. And, you know, that means that there is birth and renewal and changes on the horizon. And that certainly applies for Wisconsin Public Radio as well. And let's start this morning, Mike, with the news that Simply Folk host Dan Robinson just shared with his listeners.
Yeah, you know, when you get news of someone moving on and they're going to something they, you know, really want to do, you have to feel great for them. On the other hand, we're really sad Dan is leaving. He announced he'd be leaving May 2nd, so we'll have a couple more weeks with him yet. He's been hosting Simply Folk for almost 5 years, and he's going to be working with a nonprofit renewable energy organization. And so good luck to Dan. We're really going to miss him.
It was one of my first days at Wisconsin Public Radio where I heard that unmistakable voice to turn around and meet Dan Robinson for the first time. It's fun being a fan inside Wisconsin Public Radio, and it was bittersweet to hear that Dan Robinson's moving on. So what does that mean for Simply Folk, Mike Crane?
Well, luckily, there is a whole group that surrounds Dan with all of their skills and so in the short term, while we figure out, refilling the position and all that usual thing, I'm really glad to say that Sheila Shigley and Jeff Durkee, who people will have heard on the show as substitutes, will share the hosting duties for the time being. And they're also really great. I think people will enjoy hearing them until whoever's next. And so that we'll see how that plays out over the next few months.
So as Dan Robinson moves on to his next big thing, Simply Folk continues for us Sundays from 5 to 8 across our radio stations throughout Wisconsin. And that's all good news. And be interested in hearing from you this morning as well. And what you're interested in hearing from us at 1-800-642-1234. Let's go to David in Ironwood, Michigan this morning. David, you're on The Morning Show.
Yes. My suggestion is, just like Nightline started over the Iran crisis, I hope TBS start something similar over the climate change, a show that will bring solutions and things that ordinary people can do and what's being done by government, and just cover the environment really well.
You see it as at a crisis point, David?
Yes. Ever since I've been retired, I've been checking up on it. We have 10 years, literally 10 years. I just saw a show about krill in the Antarctic. They survive through the winter because of plankton getting frozen in the ice, and they eat that plankton, but it's freezing later and later. If the plankton dies before the ice freeze, then the krill won't make it through the winter. And they're the base of the Antarctic food chain.
David, I appreciate that. And David hears a crisis when it comes to the climate. And how are we going to tackle that, Mike Crane?
Well, certainly here on the Ideas Network, we're going to continue to do shows. I'm intrigued by the idea of doing something like Nightline did many years ago. And for those who don't hold that history, Nightline got started as a special on ABC News many years ago, during the hostage crisis in the Carter administration. And it became an institution. And I'm not sure if we have enough capacity to cover climate change every single night or day, but we certainly have an abiding interest in it. One of the things we talk about behind the scenes here all the time is that, and of course it probably makes sense being based at the university, that we believe in science and that learning from scientists and other experts what's going on and what we can do about making the world safer, better, cleaner, controlling the warming, all of that is certainly part of that. And you can also expect that it'll be reported on the news, not just nationally, internationally, but one of the things I know we've looked at is how climate change is impacting our state, our agriculture, the animals that are here, and water and all the rest.
Well, and over the weekend, forest fires throughout Wisconsin was part of the story, with 141 wildfires burning and accounting for over 1,200 acres across the state just this weekend. So certainly you can see climate stories happening as we speak. Our guest is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, Mike Crane. Interested in knowing what questions or feedback do you have for Wisconsin Public Radio? What your favorite things are to listen to? And how has your listening changed during this pandemic? 1-800-642-1234 is the number to the studio, or email ideas@WPR.org. And Mike Crane got some news on Friday that were another bittersweet move for a voice that we know. Mary Kate McCoy announced Friday that she is moving on as well. And Mary Kate McCoy is responsible for some of those driveway moments I've experienced with Wisconsin Public Radio, Mike.
Absolutely. She's very skilled, and one of her most remarkable series was the On the Table series that ran about a year ago, right before the pandemic hit. And it was a group of stories, appropriate enough, given Dan's call. It was about climate change and how it's affecting some of Wisconsin's most iconic foods. And yeah, again, not unlike with Dan, we really hate to see Mary Kate go, but she's following her heart to grad school at UW, where she's going to be studying environmental studies.
I remember her cannibal sandwiches story, and I remember the rest of us all talking that day about cannibal sandwiches and how, yeah, I never forget that moment. And just a couple weeks ago, Mary Kate McCoy's report on Matunky, the sauerkraut biscuits that I didn't even know existed in Wisconsin. And you know, it's just like these stories about these foods that have always been here, and yet you've been missing them out this entire time until Mary Kate McCoy points them out for you. And then you wonder, have I really been missing out on them?
Well, and, you know, speaking of the cannibal sandwich thing, and we'll see about the Matunky story, but that continues, and it's several years now since she did that story. That continues to be one of the most viewed stories on WPR.org. And that's very appropriate, because Mary Kate has been contributing in all kinds of ways at WPR, music, membership, Wisconsin Life, and digital. She's actually one of our digital writers, along with Liz Dome Carter, and they've been responsible for a lot of the articles drawn from the Ideas Network talk shows.
So when we talk about these changes, Mike Crane, and you know, it's the one constant in radio, is there's always going to be these changes. But what does that mean from the listener's perspective? What do they hear? As we mentioned, you know, we still have Simply Folks Sunday nights from 5 to 8.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that is always hard, and I think that's probably true for you and me, Lee, as much as anyone else, is once we have found someone on the radio to be kind of our friend, someone we like to hear, it can be really challenging to get used to someone else. And sometimes, you know, we lose a few listeners because there's a new host or something like that. But fortunately, over the long arc of time, we've been able to find great new people to do things. And remember with great fondness the folks who used to be on the radio as well.
That's just it. We're bound to make new friends at some point along the way. Always are, and that's just the nature of broadcast and radio. It's why I'm here this morning and why our guest, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, Mike Crane, is here to take your calls for the remainder of the hour, and your emails, your suggestions, and your input. I've given you an example of my driveway moment with the cannibal sandwiches and Matunky, and the reporting from Mary Kate McCoy. What are yours at 1-800-642-1234? For email ideas at WPR.org. It's Mondays with Mike. Mike Crane and our conversation continues next on The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn, and this is the Ideas Network. Reflecting on our responsiveness to you this hour, it's Mondays with Mike on The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn, and the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, Mike Crane, is here for the hour to answer your questions and get your feedback about our work. The phone number is 1-800-642-1234. The email is ideas@WPR.org. And Mike, as long as we're giving these bittersweet dues and changes to Wisconsin Public Radio, one of the first people that reached out to me is also moving on now, and he's one of the longest lasting people at Wisconsin Public Radio. The senior regional manager, Dean Kallenbach, has announced his retirement. Mike?
Yeah, and it's coming up. His last week in the office is this week after 35 years at WPR. And Dean being who he is, he's a very humble guy, but also incredibly talented. And he's been joking about how we won't miss him, that kind of thing. But of course, we really will. Folks in Eau Claire hear Dean regularly on the stations in that area as the host of the regional program, The West Side. And Dean is also sometimes a sub here on the Ideas Network. And he was our network's first regional reporter. And it was a morning edition
when
host based in Menominee.
When? How long
1986.
Ago?
1986. Yep.
Yeah.
And Dean has really touched every department at WPR. He's really influenced the entire growth of our regional system. So, you know, at one time we were really just in Madison, and now we have offices throughout the state and reporters everywhere local marketing efforts and so on. And that all started in 1986 when he was hired in Menominee.
So these are some pretty big shoes to fill. And how are we going to fill them?
Well, temporarily, Lisa Nalbandian, who is the Milwaukee regional manager and also our major and planned giving director, is going to serve as the interim senior regional manager. So kind of chairing the group, if you will. And Central Wisconsin Regional Manager Rick Ryer will take on the interim role for Eau Claire while we work out the new hire there. And also, because Dean is leaving the hosting duties for the West Side, we're really pleased to welcome Clara Neipert back to WPR. She had a number of roles as an intern and volunteer over the years, and we got to know her and appreciate her skills. So we're going to really miss Dean, and I know that he has also, for a couple of years, anticipated retirement and decided it was time, so we'll really miss him. And there's stuff on WPR.org about Dean and about other departures that have happened, so if you'd like to read more about those, Dan Robinson, go for it, WPR.org, and then look for the cannibal sandwich article while you're there, and you'll learn about one of the most fun things that Mary Kate had done.
I also have to recommend the most recent episode of West Side at WPR.org. Clara Neipert is hosting it, and the discussion is it delves into the decision-making process that schools are going through right now in the Eau Claire area, K-12, and the decisions being made there going forward about what to do with children in the classroom. So it's a fascinating discussion. It takes you behind the scenes, and you can find that online today at WPR.org. Let's go to Joan in Superior this morning. Joan, good morning. You're on the air with Wisconsin Public Radio Director Mike Crane.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I'm one of the things that is really bothering me lately, and I've been a listener for years and years, is the number of occurrences where the newscasters or the reporters are inserting their opinions when they're reporting the news. It's the way that they're saying or giving emphasis to what they're saying. And it's getting too obvious as to what their political slant is.
What's their political slant?
Well, you know, whether it's one party or another, okay. I just think that whatever they're reporting on should just be reported and let the listener decide how they feel about that. You know, they'll just insert little words like falsely claimed or, we shouldn't say it's falsely claimed until it's been to court or, and I'm not talking about George Floyd, but other things. You know, too many things are happening and there's not, it's not done yet.
Joan, I appreciate that, and you're not alone there. We have an email here from Jeff. He feels WPR has a bias. He wants Mike to guide the station away from what he hears as a liberal bias. He says it's not helpful to advance thoughtful discussions about the issues that matter when bias is injected. Mike, what's your reaction?
Well, there's a number of things to Joan's remarks first. Thank you, Joan. Falsely claimed or falsely accused and so on is something that has had really an incredible number of conversations among journalists. And I'd say that it got to be a particularly big deal in the national news as reporters were trying to figure out how to deal with a very different administration in Washington, the Trump administration. And there was a point where some journalists, some organizations chose to out and out say lied. And that was a shocker to me as an old time journalist to hear that. But I think in the case of falsely claimed, what you really can expect is that the journalists are checking the facts. So it's, you know, the court might not resolve something for years, if ever, but their research, they would argue, is supported in making that particular statement. But I really do understand, and it is a change in how reporters are doing their work. Ideally, what they should be doing, and they're human beings, they might fall short, and their editors should catch them on that. Ideally, what they should be doing is expressing their knowledge, their research, their insight, but not their opinion. But I'll even say that that is an incredible debate right now within journalism. And some journalists, not all younger, but often younger, feel that the whole idea of objectivity or nonpartisanship is not really realistic. And then to Jeff's remarks, yes, you know, we hear liberal bias, although frequently what I also hear is that people on the liberal side feel that public radio isn't taking their side often enough. And so we try to balance that and remind everybody if we can. And anyone, Lee, that's heard me on this show for a while will know I'll talk about this, that we ask people to check their biases at the door, so to speak. And what I mean by that is that if they or their colleagues detect that they're biased in some way about something, they should question those biases and invite people to disagree with them, including the guests.
Mike Crane, our guest. He's the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, here for you for the hour at 1-800-642-1234. The question is simple. What do you want to hear? We're here to serve, and that's our role. We turn to Charlie in Milwaukee now. Charlie, good morning. You're on the morning show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I guess an extension of what you were just talking about checking the bias at the door, I was wondering how you would respond about the Hunter Biden laptop. Prior to the election, there was a comment that this was not going to be covered and this was, you know, obvious disinformation or what have you. And now afterwards, we now find that the story was true. What happens when NPR seems to be promoting a specific stance and is not reporting the full coverage of a political situation just because of the side that it's on? If this was Donald Trump, I have no doubt NPR would have gone full bore talking about the laptop. So I'm just wondering how you respond for your policies that occurred during the election with a Hunter Biden laptop, as well as the general coverage. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Charlie. You know, I couldn't get into the details of that very story, the Hunter Biden story, but that would be something to ask NPR or someone who's reported on it directly. But the underlying point is something that is a distinctive of journalism that is a challenge, which is, I wish I remembered who said it, but a very common saying within journalism is that it is the first rough draft of history. And as we know, sometimes as you dig in deeper to a story, you learn more, and what you thought was true maybe isn't, or most often there's just more nuance to stories than seems to come through in any one report. And so part of what we try to do, and speaking to WPR's approach, is to recognize that what we're doing is searching for the truth always. And You know, another thing that I mentioned earlier was about being part of the UW Wisconsin in Madison. And one of the pieces of philosophy, if you will, that underlies our work is Madison's statement of academic freedom. And that is that we'll always be engaged in the sifting and winnowing alone by which the truth shall be found, as it says on a plaque on Bascom Hall in Madison. And that's what we're trying to do, is to try to find the truth. And so we are definitely willing to correct ourselves, to change the story to what we learn is true. And so thanks for holding us to account for that.
We're spending the hour with the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, Mike Crane. It's Mondays with Mike, and your opportunity to set our agenda for the coming month. What do you want to hear from us? We're here to serve you at 1-800-642-1234. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer-Kent, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. Good morning. We're in the middle of Mondays with Mike on The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer-Kent, and the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, Mike Crane, joins our local programs once a month to update you on what to expect next and to hear from you about what you expect from us at 1-800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Did get an email here that said you don't read emails enough, and I appreciate that, and we will try to do a better job of that going forward. And as we're getting the emails, just to double back on what, if you were listening earlier, a comment made by Charlie about a correction from NPR. We have that correction here. I was unclear. It has to do with a story about Hunter Biden's memoir, Beautiful Things, and a story at NPR.org where the correction dated April 1st says a previous version of the story had said U.S. intelligence had discredited the laptop story. U.S. intelligence officials have not made a statement to that effect yet. Doesn't verify the story. It just does not discredit it either. So I'm glad we could clarify that for Charlie this morning. What can we do for you with our guest, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, Mike Crane, who joins us at 1-800-642-1234. Rich in Rhinelander, you're on The Morning Show.
Mine is essentially a programming question. I live in one of the most segregated states in the nation. I've been living here for over three quarters of a century. And there's a trial going on next door in the state of Minnesota, the trial of Derek Chauvin. And I'm unsure whether or not Wisconsin Public Radio on any of its three services has chosen to broadcast the trial. And the reason I bring that up is we have, of course, the Jacob Blake matter in Kenosha this past year, and we have the Tony Robinson matter in Madison from a good while back. And I'm also old enough to recall that in the early 90s, when the Jeffrey Dahmer case came up, Wisconsin Public Radio saw fit to broadcast the Jeffrey Dahmer trial.
You would like us, so we covered, Rich, let me stop you there. We covered the trial last Thursday on The Morning Show with India Yancey Bragg from the USA Today, but you'd actually like the broadcast of the trial itself. Am I getting that correct?
Well, today the police chief of Minneapolis is going to be testifying, I guess, very soon. I'm wondering if that will be broadcast on Wisconsin Public Radio, because he immediately fired three police officers after George Floyd lost his life to Derek Chauvin.
Well, let's ask Mike Crane this question in the Jeffrey Dahmer trial before your time, Mike Crane. But what about the coverage of the Derek Chauvin trial?
Certainly lots of coverage on the NPR News and Music channel, and perhaps somewhat less here because we don't run full news magazines as often on the Ideas Network, but definitely one of the huge issues of our time. Trials can be awfully challenging to broadcast, so it is not something we've chosen to do, and challenging because there's a ton of procedure and lots of sort of what in radio we call dead air, you know, that's the quiet times that are going on. And so we don't have that particular offering. I do know it's widely available online, but I know also Rich may face something that a lot of people do and that we talk about a lot here at Wisconsin Public Media, which is lacking affordable broadband or even any broadband in some cases, whether it's in our cities or out in the Northwoods like Rhinelander. That's a real problem. It's something that one of our two partners in producing Wisconsin Public Radio, which is the Educational Communications Board, has been taking a very active interest and role in over the years, because we recognize that even just the delivery of school materials, especially in a year like this, right, Lee, is much more difficult if people don't have reliable and strong internet.
Director of Wisconsin Public Radio, Mike Crane, here for you for the remainder of the hour at 1-800-642-1234. Tim and Marinette, you're on the morning show. Good morning. Tim, I'm having a tough time hearing you. I apologize.
Hi. I was just wondering if you could replay some of those wonderful shows of... Oh, could you play some of those old shows of Car Talk?
Bringing back Car Talk. Mike?
Yes, Car Talk.
Yeah. You know, they are an awful lot of fun, but here in 2021, the references to 1985 Honda Civic has turned out to be just a real challenge. What some people may know, Tim may, is that for a couple of years, it was all repeats, or they really edited stuff that was on the metaphorical cutting room floor and made some sort of new shows out of it for a couple of years. And then they just ran out of material that would have been fresh for listeners. It is available online because there certainly are people that might like to listen to it either at the cartalk.com site or pretty much any podcast tool that you have could pick that up if you'd like to hear those.
Well, I'm in Colfax. You're on the morning show. Good morning.
Good morning. I guess I just wanted to respond to this sort of a charge against public radio that an earlier gentleman made about the Hunter Biden story or whatever, you know, not that in particular, but just the idea that somehow public radio is what he said was on a side, like your side. Like, I don't think public radio has a side, unlike sometimes I listen to what's called right-wing radio, just I like to hear what they're saying. And what they're saying, there's no comparison between public radio and its news coverage and what they're saying on shows like Glenn Beck or Rush Limbaugh or these shows, which are just outright lies and total made-up stories like the Democrats are trying to destroy America, you know, things like that. Those kind of things don't ever happen on public radio. The discussions, they might not cover a story the way that some of the right-wing people would like it to be covered, like, you know, specious stories about Hillary Clinton and Pizzagate and crazy stories that are on right-wing radio. But that doesn't mean that public radio is dropping the ball or somehow biased toward...
Willem, I appreciate the comment, and we have an email here from Deb from Plymouth who said she'd like to suggest that perhaps people who constantly watch a very slanted media source with no claim to broadcast the truth have a hard time hearing an unbiased source. In the media context where public radio finds itself in is not something we can control, Mike.
No, of course not. What we can control is our own actions and our own approach, and one comment that really interested me, it's in my predecessor Jack Mitchell's book about the history of Wisconsin public radio and public television, too, is that he said that, you know, at Wisconsin Public Radio, we may not always get it right, but we try hard. No one tries harder was the quote that I remember from his book in trying to be on the side of truth wherever it lies. And we are human beings. We fall short at times. And, you know, thinking back to the thanks to Molly Stentz, our executive producer, for finding that NPR correction, That is what we will do. If right. we've made a mistake, we're not only willing, but we think it's our responsibility to correct it, to cover the story again in a better way or whatever that might be.
So then a minor correction for Willem from Colfax. We do take sides. We take sides on the truth. We take sides on the science. And we take sides on the people of Wisconsin.
In that sense, yes.
Mike Kranz, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, he joins us to hear from you this morning at 1-800-642-1234. And Mike, last month there were some schedule changes to WLSU in La Crosse. What are the changes?
So we had a number of programs that, as we were looking at them over time, really weren't drawing a lot of interest from listeners. And, you know, things change. But what we've done is we've added more hours of live hosted classical music and also Met Opera and Simply Folk, which were not heard on that one particular station. That does mean somewhat fewer hours of the locally produced jazz programming, which had really, in terms of fresh programs, had diminished a lot over the years. And there was a program called World Cafe that some people liked, but that didn't demonstrate a lot of listening for us on that station. So we've got that all set in our schedules on WPR.org. If you want to look up the schedule, it's under the About section of WPR.org.
Steve in Madison wants to join us now. Steve, good morning. You're on the air with the Wisconsin Public Radio Director, Mike Crane.
It's all about Wisconsin Public Radio, except for the frivolous Saturday morning laugh track ha-ha shows. They're absolutely antithetical to what you pronounce as the goal of Wisconsin Public Radio to promote journalism and to promote the sifting and winnowing of the world to the benefit of the listener.
So you don't find those at all enjoyable, Steve, at all?
No, they're worse. They're vulgar. They're vulgar.
Okay.
And I would like them at some point replaced with, I'd like you to consider replacing them with something from the Committee to Protect Journalists. As journalism is undergoing assaults both in the U.S. and worldwide, and as you all there are intimately involved in journalism, and as your listeners are all interested in that topic, something by the Committee to Protect Journalists.
Steve, I think we would all be in support of whatever we could do to protect our journalists. What about the Committee to Protect Journalists? And what about our weekend programming, Mike?
Yeah, I'd have to look personally into more about the exact work of the Committee to Protect Journalists. I'm sure that some of our reporters know it very well, so it could be a good conversation for me to follow up on. You know, one thing that I think about in terms of Steve's comments is that some of our predecessors felt very strongly in developing what became Wisconsin Public Radio that one of the tools of education was entertainment. And so sometimes, you know, of course, people that are making jokes will miss the mark. In fact, some comedians find that the sort of tight wire they're on is part of what makes their work enjoyable. But I will say one thing, those aren't laugh tracks. If there's laughter, that's real people laughing. That's part of what we would always expect of our teams. And one of the things about those shows, and we're thinking of things like Ask Me Another and Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, those are some of the most popular shows on WPR. And so it would be pretty hard to make a decision to cancel our most popular shows. Not that it couldn't happen, but that's what's going on there.
The director of Wisconsin Public Radio, Mike Crane, our guest for the hour. It's Mondays with Mike, and your chance to tell him what you want to hear from us at 1-800-642-1234. We'll read your emails, too, at ideas@WPR.org. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. This is Mondays with Mike, and you're running out of time this morning to talk directly to the head of Wisconsin Public Radio, Mike Crane. 1-800-642-1234 is our phone number, or email ideas@WPR.org. I'm Lee Rayburn, and let's go right to Luann in East Troy this morning. Luann, good morning. You're on The Morning Show.
Hi, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate the opportunity to call in and talk to Mike. This is a great program and a great service. My question is that so few women callers call in on shows, and women have opinions, I can guarantee you that, but I wonder if you guys have ever thought through how to get more female responses, especially when it comes to things like politics. I know women call in for maybe Dr. Zorba or other shows like that, but have you thought of any way to encourage more female callers?
Great question, Luann, and thank you so much. Mike?
Yeah, you know, I haven't been inside some of the deeper conversations of the morning show crew or anyone else in that sense, but one thing I can say is that we certainly hope that one of the shifts will occur, because we have been paying a lot of attention to who we invite to be on the show as our guests. For a number of years now, we've been doing what we kind of call the sourcing project, looking at who's invited. And we used to have mostly men as guests. And in recent years, we've made a lot of change in terms of that. And roughly speaking, 50-50 male and female guests now on the Ideas Network. But there's more to go, because we're also looking at other things like looking at a person's race and other things, their opinion backgrounds and so on. And in fact, we do a brief survey to our guests on the Ideas Network and to sources for news stories, asking them a little bit about their demographics so that we can compile that and hold ourselves accountable. So I'd say, Lee, it's a good idea to add the question of how not just female responses, but how to get more people of all different kinds of backgrounds and experiences to be part of the callers as well as the guests. So thanks for the question, Luann.
Absolutely. And before we run out of time, Mike Crane, I want to mention that we do have some events coming up that folks are invited to participate in. And while we mentioned our journalists here at WPR.org, coming up on Thursday, we have an invitation for you to join them for a roundtable.
Yeah, that should be really interesting. It's about COVID-19 in Wisconsin. And it's going to also be about vaccine distribution and the impact on education, which you might have heard us talk a little bit about earlier today, in fact, politics, the economy, and so on. And so take a look at WPR.org/presents, and you'll find that Reporters Roundtable, which is this Thursday at noon. And also coming up later, Thursday, April 22nd, 6 p.m., the Beta Film Club. Host Doug Gordon of WPR's Beta is going to be taking a look at the connections between movies and our everyday lives. And then Charles Monroe Kane, a producer on To the Best of Our Knowledge and the Bookmarks podcast, will have a Bookmarks Live, a free virtual conversation with author L.L. McKinney, whose writing explores the Black experience through fantasy, science fiction, and magic. All of that at WPR.org/presents.
You could have charged me admission for just working in the hallways with Doug Gordon before the pandemic. So I wouldn't miss that April 22nd at 6 p.m. with him for the Beta Film Club at WPR.org/presents. Well worth the price of admission, which I understand there is none. So all that again, WPR.org/presents. Let's go to Jonathan in Chilton this morning. Jonathan, you're on the air with Wisconsin Public Radio Director Mike Crane.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead.
I guess in today's political environment, the way it seems to be, the news networks being accused of being liberal or conservative, that kind of stuff, I would be extremely excited and interested for segments on NPR to, you know, pay attention to the topics that are, you know, flare up every few days or every week, and just kind of call the balls and strikes that, you know, this is true about it, this is false about it, and not necessarily take sides. And I know your reporting usually does a very good job of here's the facts we know, but perhaps digging a little deeper about, you know, this source was incorrect, that source was, you know, there's evidence behind it, and, you know, that kind of a...
See, it's more as an umpire calling the balls and strikes, right, Jonathan?
Absolutely, yes.
Mike, what do you think about being the umpire?
As the one challenge, of course, with the metaphor is that the umpire, unless there's a instant replay test, the umpire's decision is just that's it. But maybe the debate coach or something like that.
Nobody comes to the ballpark for the umpire.
Yeah, that's right. But Jonathan's point is well taken that sorting through what's true, what's nuanced, what's not true is part of the job of journalism. And, you know, the fact that, you know, none of us, newspapers, radio, TV, web, get to all of it speaks to just the volume of news. But as we try to sort through those things, I think might be something to chat about in the discussions with the Ideas Network producers to think about how that might be possible.
Molly and Superior, you're on the morning show with Wisconsin Public Radio Director Mike Crane. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi there. Yes, I was calling because I would love to see a WPR merch store. My husband and I fight over our sustainer shirts all the time. He really wants. Love to wear more WPR gear.
Molly, I'm going to support that. We want more merch, Mike.
Yeah, you know, the debate is always, is this something that will be, you know, in terms of fundraising, profitable for us to do to maintain the store? And certainly, as Molly knows, because she sounds like they both have some WPR merchandise, is that we give it away during member drives, you know, T-shirts, mugs, whatever it might be. We did at one time have, many years ago, something called the Radio Store. Its main purpose was to sell, and this tells you what era it was, cassettes, and then later compact discs of radio shows. But as that all moved online, it became less and less profitable to maintain it at all. It, you know, it used to make maybe tens of thousands of dollars a year for those reprints or copies, and eventually dwindled to just a little bit of money. So eventually we kind of let it close. Of course, the situation's changed a lot these days with merch, as people call it. So we'll run that suggestion by the marketing department, see what they think.
And as we run out of time here, Mike Crane, it is worth reminding that we are always, our audience, that we're always interested in hearing from you. We're always interested in finding out how we can know, do better and serve better. So for those who have, you know, who want to have their 2 cents heard, what's the best way to keep in touch with WPR?
You know, email works really great. listener@WPR.org. One thing you may not know is that emails and also transcripts of the calls to the audience services number are shared with the whole staff because we are deeply interested in your feedback. And it's often the talk of the hallway back when we're in hallways, which I hope we will be again sometime soon, as we hope COVID will start to relieve us of the pressures that it has caused over this last year and some.
Mike Crane, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure.
Mike Crane is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, and I'm Lee Rayburn, filling in for Kate Archer-Kent, who returns tomorrow. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.